Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you browsed popular books lately? You'll be surprised at what you will discover, including titles like The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time, Getting Things Done, Think and Grow Rich, and other time management stress relievers. Even Christian books are getting into the compress your spirituality into short, manageable segments mode. Small spiritual capsules that will produce painless growth and ultimate victory. Planet Earth must be spinning on its axis faster these days, because it's no illusion that things are moving faster. Stop surfing the internet for a few minutes and watch a black and white movie. You quickly get bored with the slow-moving action, right? Flip on a TV news channel. You get the reporter giving you the news, along with a headline banner giving you breaking news. Today, we are programming our lives, compressing hours into minutes, expecting instant results and immediate gratification or success. But here's the kicker. Does it really work? Or does it only hasten the crash that eventually comes when you, like a juggler, put more and more crystal balls into the air and you finally hit the point of overload and your world comes crashing down? God, why did you do this to me? We then ask, pointing our fingers at heaven as though our overload was the result of a defect in his workmanship. Take a look at a diamond. A tiny piece of carbon that was generated by intense pressure and perhaps heat in the depths of the earth and was eventually found, carefully cut and polished, and is a gem of great price. Yes, I know that scientific technology can mimic the real thing, but it just isn't the same thing. The great oak that grows so majestically, or the giant redwood which was a sapling about the time that Columbus sailed the ocean blue, don't they tell you something about the fact that some things simply take time, even centuries, to produce beauty and majesty? Ah, I can anticipate your thinking. I don't have centuries. I don't have years. I've only got a few hours to get this report done, or the sales presentation put together, or to get lunches fixed and get the kids ready to go to school or get ready to go to the office. So who's to blame when we overload? Or more important, what do we do beside look for the book that will tell you how to compress more and more into less and less time? Turn to Psalm 46 in your Old Testament. Meditate on the wisdom of the Almighty. Listen to His voice saying, "Be still and know that I am God." There's an expression that contains a great deal of truth. Old so soon, smart so late. Perhaps it is part of wisdom or it just comes with experience. But learning that you can't do it all is one of the keys to finding out what you can do. Like a kid with a fistful of coins at a candy store, the years of your life are spent very quickly, and there's no going back. So with the psalmist, ask God to help you number your days aright, so you can gain a heart of wisdom. In a sense, a very real sense, you're a project under construction. You're God's handiwork, a person becoming what He wants. Please be patient. He's still polishing the stone. He hasn't finished the work. Be patient and cooperate with our Father.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.